bit of my attention. It's too expensive. You trying to come up my sector? Yeah, that's a death wish. You think you can compare me? You really want to compare me? They moving dicey, but they can't blame me, because I know I always kill it on the MIC. You go harder, go harder. If you smart, then I'm smarter. Yeah, if you bad, then I'm badder. Yeah, I'm sorry, my brother. I'm trying to get up the ladder. I'm trying to move up the matter. All of the pressure, but I'm just a junior. Luala, I'm moving up with no mentions. I'm working hard to perfection. Yeah, I'm a student of life, so I'm missing no lessons. I got niggas stressing, it is my profession. The weight of the usher, you, that's my confession. The price of the crime, I'm under inspection. They gave me my hands for higher possession. Look in my eyes and you see your reflection. I look in your eyes and there is no debating that I am the greatest. A factual statement, niggas my sons, but there's no relation. I kill with no hesitation, yeah. And I got the precision, never miss it. That's a mission, get the message.
Opposition leadership movement has called for the postponement of constitutional amendments. Zambia has urged Central African Republic authorities to investigate the attack that killed a Zambian peacekeeper. In international news, police officers have been charged with murder of a Kenyan blogger. And in sports, Nigeria is targeting flag football berths at the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The opposition leadership movement has called for the postponement of any constitutional amendments until after the 2026 elections, warning that current proposals under Bill 7 are politically motivated attempts by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, to cement their power. Party President Richard Silumbe expressed concerns that Bill 7 would enable the president to appoint an unlimited number of MPs, effectively allowing the ruling party to manipulate the constitution and maintain control if they lose the next elections. Speaking when he featured on Power FM's Voice of the People this morning, Dr. Silumbe dismissed claims that Bill 7 promotes women and youth participation as mere cover-ups, pointing out that the ruling party, has failed to demonstrate goodwill by appointing women or young people to electoral positions. Dr. Silumbe argued that constitutional reforms should only be undertaken when a government is free from political pressure.
That Bill 7 is full of bad things. These people, they argue to say, oh, we have some good things in Bill 7. Yes, they can be good things. But if there is one bad thing, we are calling it off. We do not want that. We want them to enact laws that are free from politics. The only time a government can change the constitution is when they have just won, because then they are not scared of anything. There are no ill intentions. Delimitation was there in Bill 10. A number of things were there. The same things that the opposition, UPND then, said they don't want them, because they are going to give an advantage to the ruling party. So why are they now pushing them 4 years down the line when they have seen that they have failed to deliver anything? Now they want to reinforce themselves through Bill 7.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening collaboration through the integration of systems for the efficient exchange and sharing of information. The MOU signed at the DEC headquarters in Lusaka marks a significant step forward in Zambia's ongoing efforts to combat money laundering, drug trafficking, terrorism, and proliferation financing. The MOU aims to outline how RATSA and DEC will interact regarding the sharing and exchange of information relevant to their respective operations. The integration of systems will improve the availability to detect, prevent, and respond to activities that compromise road safety and national security, including drug-related offenses and criminal use of the transport system. Speaking at the signing ceremony, the RATSA Director and CEO Amon Mwemba emphasized the importance of leveraging technology and collaboration in promoting public safety. On his part, the Director General of the Drug Enforcement Commission, Nathan Banda, highlighted that the collaboration demonstrates a landmark mutual commitment to innovation and proactive enforcement strategies. In another development, Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has resolved to put pedestrian safety first and vehicles last as he puts more speed humps in every densely populated area of his ward in order to increase safety, especially for school-going children. The civic leader's action comes barely a week after a man of Kamwala South was instantly killed in a gruesome hit-and-run incident near Yellow Shop area on Nationalist Road, where numerous near-misses and near-fatalities have become the order of the day. Councillor Simata said as an added safety measure, the new humps are hostile as they are not just designed to slow down cars, but can also break vehicle suspension at any speed over 60 kilometers per hour.
So following this the increase in frequency in such occurrences, we decided to increase the number of speed humps, and we're going to put speed humps every 100 meters so as to deter drivers from overspeeding in these areas which are densely populated. So this is for the information of the residents. We want them to take heart and know that we are doing something in order to reduce the increase in the number of complaints about overspeeding vehicles, which have the potential to lead to tragic occurrences. So now we are being proactive. We don't want to wait for more incidents to happen before we can act. We are going to be proactive and put deterrent measures. As we've started last week, we put about 6 hubs, and by the end of this week, are going to have about 20 or so humps in total.
Government has urged the authorities of the Central African Republic to conduct a thorough investigation into the deadly attack on a United Nations multidimensional integrated stabilization mission patrol that resulted in the death of a Zambian peacekeeper. The peacekeeper succumbed to gunshot wounds sustained during the attack on the 20th of June 2025 in Amsisie 1, Vakada Prefecture. In an official statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has extended its deepest sympathies to the family of the fallen soldier and the entire nation of Zambia, mourning the loss of a dedicated peacekeeper who served with bravery and commitment. The ministry also expressed sadness over a second Zambian peacekeeper who was seriously injured in the same incident and is currently receiving medical care. The government's thoughts and prayers are with the injured soldier, with hopes for a full recovery. The ministry further expressed gratitude to Ms. Valentine Rugwabiza, Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General and Head of MINUSCA, for her solidarity and ongoing support. Zambia reaffirmed its steadfast commitment to promoting international peace and security as a foundation for sustainable development, both regionally and globally. In international news, three police officers in Kenya have been charged with